October 23rd, 1985, Dr. Tom McKibbins substituting for the Reverend Browning Ware. His plane was fogged in.
Dr. Browning Ware, our chapel speaker for today, is not able to be here because his plane was fogged in Greenville, South Carolina. And so the ultimate fear of the chairman of the chapel committee has indeed taken place. Now that I have a captive audience, however, I do want to encourage you to be here for tomorrow's chapel service when Dr. Winfred Moore will lead us, the first vice president of the convention, coming on a Thursday, carries its dangers, given the fact that Thursday is usually our low attendance day in chapel. So I want to encourage you to be here for that. I've prepared a meditation without a sermon, simple meditation on ask, seek, and knock. And I want us to go through this prayerfully together today. You will have your part, I will have my part, so you'll need to pay close attention, and we'll follow the order of worship as it's printed. In a spirit of prayer, will you join me in the responsive meditation? Jesus said, let us pray our prayer of confession. O God, you have brought us together in this place today, and we are grateful. We come with many questions. We come seeking many things. We come knocking. Lord, we do not ask you to forgive our questions and our doubts, for you tell us to ask and to seek and to knock. We ask you to forgive. Lord, your forgiveness of us is made known to us in all that we receive, even before we ask. Your acceptance of us is made clear to us. Your call to us is heard. Thanks be to you for the call to ask and seek and knock, which comes to us from Jesus. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now let us turn our attention to our prayers of intercession. O God, it is your light that shines on the world to reveal its truth and to help us live. We thank you for the light of the world, that it makes us see not only what we want to see, but what we ought to see, that it reveals the wonder of the world, its beauty, its mystery, and its pain. We thank you that it shows us ourselves as part of the world, our achievements and our failures. These your children, for whom the world has become a lonely place. We pray for those who seek to understand the secrets of the universe, that they may find them to be the secrets of your kingdom. For scientists, artists, philosophers, theologians. Uphold in your love, O God. We pray for people in their homes and in their daily work, bound in affection to their families, bound in necessity to the service of others. Uphold in your love, O God. These your children, whoever they may be, in their efforts to love their neighbors. Now there may be special people that you would like to pray for in way of intercession today. Let us pause for a few moments of silent meditation as we pray for them. Uphold all such in your love, O God. Let us join together in a prayer of thanksgiving. O God, by your light in the world, and by your light in our hearts, you have made us to know its glory in the face of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your church and for our place in it. We thank you for the light that is ours in the company of fellow students and faculty who seek more light. We thank you that not a day passes that we do not experience some sign of your presence and some glimmer of that light. Help us and all your children everywhere in the joyful acceptance of your light as we continue to ask, to seek, and to knock. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. which is clear beyond our understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until we meet again.